morning, everybody. This is Pete with Home Matters Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News and Seattle Talk. We're here with you this weekend. We're going to have a good show. You know, it's funny. We've been doing this show for about 14 years now. And I have a lot of our sponsors. The sponsor we have on now, I've known Blake for, I think, over 10 years. And it's kind of nice to have Blake back from Bedrooms and More, just because it's like old home week. I always like talking to you, Blake. We get caught up off air about your kids, your family, what's going on with your mom and dad. Big shout out to Jeff and Wanda that started this crazy business. What was it, 45? Are you getting near 50?
We, on September 5th, it's the beginning of the 50th year.
50?
So, wow. So we're 49 completed years.
Okay. So are you going to do something to celebrate?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You haven't decided what that is yet, though, right?
That's one of the wonderful things about being in a small family business is that you have a lot of ideas, and then you also have a lot of opinions. And so it's something where you've got to get all these family members to agree what celebrating 50 years feels like and means to them.
Yeah.
And so figuring out what that is sometimes takes longer than I would prefer.
But it is in the works, then, it sounds like.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Family compromise here.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Some compromises are easier than others.
Yeah. A lot of you guys, I'm sure you recognize Blake's voice. If you don't, you're new to the show. It's Blake Garfield. He is the son of Jeff and Wanda, along with, what, your other two brothers?
Well, my older brother is no longer part of the family business. He moved overseas and lives there full time now.
Oh, okay. Is that?
But my younger brother, Drew, and I work together along with my wife and her brother. Okay. And then my brother-in-law from my older brother's marriage is in the family business too. So family members are hard to avoid.
Awesome. And I hope it sounds like from talking off air, you finally got your mom and dad to kind of take it easy a little bit, right?
Able to enjoy a lot more free time than they've ever had before. I think they not only are enjoying it, but they're comfortable in it.
Yeah.
Which took a long time to build that comfort because my parents had been retiring for about 15 years.
Well, you know, that's always the case in the family business. The small family business is you want to retire, but you have put your heart and soul into something, and it's hard. It's hard to let go. I totally get it. You know,
well, it's my parents' legacy. And as much as I think my dad doesn't have a big ego, his kids are in a lot of ways his legacy, and kind of being apart from us is difficult in a professional sense because he gets to see us every day that way.
Yeah.
And it feels like success being able to see us be successful, and you want to be around that. And I don't blame him for wanting to be there. It's a great thing for me too, as his son, to be able to say, look at my dad. He's amazing. Like, he created all these different opportunities, and I chose to spend my time with my dad because he's just a great person. So it's a lot of fun.
That, you know, Blake, that speaks volume to both your mom and your dad about it, you know, because you could have gone off and, you know, I mean, you got a college degree, you're educated, you could have gone off, done your own thing, but you chose to come back to the family business and support it and help grow it. And I know you have done some massive things with the business, both you and your brother. So you're carrying on that legacy, which is really cool. I'm very proud of you. Yeah, I saw on your website, it's you have a tagline up there. It says a place where you could be you and be part of our family now for going on over 50 years. And it says a lot about you guys. It's just really being part of the family. So it's an extension into the community, right?
Absolutely. It's my dad did something. God, it was back in the early 80s, and I think it epitomizes kind of who he is in terms of being just a loving human being. And it shouldn't be remarkable, but back in the early 80s, you know, being LGBTQ friendly was not something that you saw from every business. And he made a point of saying that, you know, we are a comfortable place to shop. This is a really intimate purchase. We're going to make sure that you're treated as a human being, like a normal person that's coming in here to do this, because you are just a normal person. And like seeing that that was the kind of household that he wanted to create, seeing that that was the kind of business that he wanted to create, just makes being around him more attractive. It's just, it's a great thing.
Very forward thinking. That's very cool. And you do, I saw somewhere on this, on the website, you do say that where we accept all walks of life, all different types of people. That's very cool. That's a good statement. The other thing that caught my eye too, because I always kind of check in. I mean, we talk, I know you very well, but I do check in, kind of see what's up. We're going to talk about some things. Have a little different show with Blake today than just diving into mattresses and things like that. But
should I be nervous?
Well, yeah, but I want people to really understand what Bedrooms and More is to the Pacific Northwest community. I mean, not just Wallingford, but you, and not only that, but you guys ship all over the country. I know because you've told me stories about people, even who've listened to this show, who've come into your showroom and, you know, bought stuff. So you guys are obviously doing the right thing. And that leads me to the other thing that caught my eye on your website, Blake, was you had a sentence in there that says, it's the experience they gained that should be valued the most. And I think that's what I wanted to ask you, because one of the things up there underneath your mission statement, you talk about really how important it is for you and your family to provide ethically sourced and sustainable products. So can you speak to that? What does that mean to your family and to Bedrooms and More?
So that's awesome. Okay. So there are a lot of different pieces to this. The first one to me is when people choose to run a business, there's some businesses that are meant to be exploitative. I mean, they don't work without somebody, you know, getting more than their fair share. And I don't think that every business operates with the moral compass that my parents have run their business from, which is, it's not about them getting rich on the work of somebody else. It's about making sure that the rising tide raises all ships. Mm-hmm. And the business model that creates billionaires makes me kind of upset. And being able to make sure that all along the way, whether it's the person, you know, tapping the rubber trees, or the person who's making the foam, or the worker building the mattress, or even the delivery guy going out and bringing it into your home, every step along the way, the person is going to be making enough that they're able to advance their life. You know, I want our employees to be able to build generational wealth. I think that starts with homeownership. That means that they're not going to be paying rent for the rest of their life and seeing it become a bigger and bigger portion of their income. They should be making enough money that they can buy a house in Seattle. Does that mean that I'm making less than the average CEO? Yeah. But is that a problem for me? No, because that means I'm comfortable, they're comfortable, and every step along the way, people are able to be comfortable. And, you know, that's what makes being in my family's business really attractive to me, is that it's not exploitative.
Yeah, that's very cool. And do you, I mean, obviously from the way you stated it, you really feel that responsibility to all your employees as well as your family members, because it is a family business. Are people, I mean, I know, you know, family's family. It's all, we always say, you can't choose your family members, but if you're an employee, you can choose where you want to work, right?
Right.
So are your employees, are they staying with your company? Do you have a long tenancy?
Yeah. Holy moly. Yeah. It's kind of neat. There's also limitations. You know, there are, everybody's going to have kind of their ethical blind spots, and trying to make sure that you're aware as many of them as you can be is important. But, you know, we have people who come in and they'll start in high school, or they'll start working for us in college, and I want this to be a career for as many people as possible. So we've had a lot of people, you know, start here working as a summer job, and then it became a full-time job. And then after they graduated from college, they, you know, moved into a different role within the company. And there, you know, there are ceilings to how many opportunities there are here.
Right.
So it's right, setting them up to go and be free, or making sure that it's a comfortable career for them. And we have a lot of employees that are 10, 15 years, And we've had some people that were of my parents' generation who have just kind of gone through the retirement age. But it's been really neat to see that. But there's also, like I said, some limitations. Like, I have warehouse jobs, and you can't do delivery of 200 and 300 pound mattresses for your whole life.
Right.
There gets to be a point where that destroys the body.
Yeah.
And I wish I didn't have a job in our company where it was like, this breaks down bodies. I'm a perfect example of that. Like, I did deliveries, and I've had both my knees, my back, my shoulder all operated on. And I, wow, at 40, don't want to do lots of deliveries anymore, yeah, because I can't handle that physically.
Yeah.
And so, you know, coming up with ways to make it so you don't have a body getting broke down by a job that I am paying for. So, like, I even still have my weaknesses that I wish I could overcome, yeah, but I can't get them all.
And, you know, I think you brought up something very, very important there. And I know, you know, yes, I know you're going to get an MBA. We've talked about that in the past shows. But I can tell there's a difference between what you learn in academics and what you learn from your parents. And the thing about it, you know, what I'm hearing here is part of your legacy is it's not always the tenure of people you have. It's how you coach and lead them so they can go to their next job or their next, you know, opportunity, which may or may not be with Veterans and More. And for that, you've made an impact. I was, you know, I've coached baseball for years, and we were talking about coaching off air, and, you know, people watch and they listen, right? And I'm sure there's things you said to them that, hey, I'll never forget that. So for that, I think that's really cool. When we come back, we're going to talk to Blake. He brought up something that caught my ear. It's about collaborating with manufacturers. These guys do it a lot differently than most other companies. You can check them out at bedroomsandmore.com. I'll give you their phone number in the next segment as well. You really ought to go down and just see them. They're off of 45th Street. I'll give you their address. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM in the great state of Seattle. We're having a great show here with Blake Garfield of Bedrooms and More. And these guys, if you can go to bedroomsandmore.com, their address is up there. They are, and I like that, the new building they have is absolutely gorgeous. It's been there for, what, 3 years now? 4 years? 3 years.
Just about.
Yeah, about 3 years. And I like what it was your architect, I think, that said on the website that you guys are kind of the gateway to the Wallingford community. And I really, I mean, I know exactly where you're at. I've been to your store. I've been to your new one. We went there when it was being built. And it really is. As you come off I-5 and you go down 45th, you're going to see their brand new building. And then you're going to see the original Bedrooms and More right next door to it. So you can go to old school or you can go to new school. But it's really it's a beautiful. One thing I did want to ask you that it just popped in my head. So your Bedrooms and More is a green and white sign. Why did you choose green and white?
Oh, man, I don't even know what the origin about the green logo. It used to be a blue logo.
OK.
But the signs on our old building are red.
Yeah, but your new building is green. I went, I wonder why they did green. Because I remember your sign was different color. I forgot it was red.
Yeah. Well, and if you go far enough back when my dad started the store, I'll go kind of in the middle. Oh, man, I got a printer going off in the same room.
Oh, sorry. Can't hear it.
Okay. We had these shirts called... It said the waterbed store, ask the experts. And they were bright yellow. Just, I loved those shirts. And I always wanted to come up with a way to bring something kind of like that back.
Yeah.
You know, classic logo apparel from Bedrooms and More where it's, you know, ask the experts.
Yeah.
But you know, we got to get, got to get some logo apparel out there. That's just,
yeah, I think you should, man. Maybe have one of the old hydros on it or something back in the day.
Oh,
that'd be sweet.
We were such hydroplane fans. My dad had every issue from when you would go to the races. Yeah. My grandma used to have a view of the race.
You know, it's funny. I had, and I know we're getting off track here, but I had about 6-7 years ago, maybe 8, I had Chip Hanauer on my show.
Oh.
And it was amazing.
From Miss Bud.
Yeah. And he talked all about how they strapped him in. And, you know, those things are just about flying. And there was no safety. And he was like, I asked him, Chip, did you ever get afraid when you were in those boats? He goes, I was scared to death for my life all my time. It was the funniest thing ever, but it was great to talk with him. He came out with one of our sponsors, but it was really, the show ended up, we talked about the old Hydro races and stuff. It was kind of fun. So anyway, I don't want to go off the track here too much.
I don't care. I loved going to the races. Like, that was such a big deal. Major part of my youth.
But see, that's the thing. You know, this goes back to icons in Seattle, right? We have different icons. And I think everybody carves out, you know, the family or the family businesses and businesses that, you know, are part of Seattle. You guys kind of carved out the icon of the, you know, bedrooms and mattresses and things like that. You're the icon of the community. You've been around a long time, and how you serve people. Just like Hydros are the icon of Seattle. Then we have, you know, a little coffee company. I remember Starbucks was down at there were baristas down at the ferry boats. There was him and the guy Gary that owned Muckle Teal Coffee Company up there on Whidbey Island. And those two guys were kind of going at it. Gary went over to the commercial restaurants, and that was before Howard Schultz. And then the rest is history. You know, Howard bought the thing, and away we go.
So I appreciate you trying to put me in the same breath as people like that, but
Well, no, I really do. And the reason why I do, I mean, you guys, look, here's the thing. This is not Blake saying it. If you are a family business and you're going up against corporations, like you guys had talked about in the 90s, like when the private equity firms came in, and then this whole mattress thing became a marketing machine, you guys went, we're going to keep our own standards. We're not going to follow that path. And that was really cool what you guys did. And, you know, that's a testament to your mom and dad saying, you know, we're doing it our way, the right way, you know, and we're not just going to go do a money grab.
But it's been really hard to watch our industry in my lifetime alone. I'm a 40-year-old person. The life expectancy of a mattress has dropped from, you know, well up, you know, over 10 years, kind of in the 12 to 15 or even more, down to, you know, these roll pack UPSable beds. Like 2.5 years, like some of them are less, some of them are more, but like these things are disposable. And I don't think the world can sustain that kind of disposable product. And so, you know, I jokingly say that we're saving the world one house at a time, but it's not as much hyperbole as I wish it were. You know, it's an exploitative environment, not just in terms of employers, but in terms of products that are being served to customers.
Yeah.
So making a different choice for me is a no-brainer, but I also know that there's not as much money in my approach to doing business. And that's okay. I mean, I wish there were more, because it means that I could support more employees and more families, but you know,
what you just said, I mean, I had asked you in the first segment of the show, you talked about ethically sourced, but that really defines what sustainable means. It sounds like to your company, which is how do you create a sustainable environment for your, you know, with products that last, that don't negatively affect the environment as little as possible.
Yeah. There's no zero impact. Right. I mean, it's managing the impact that you're going to have. And, you know, me getting the benefit of being able to design our product, my goal with a mattress is to kind of reimagine the way people look at beds. You know, most mattresses, it's a bunch of layers that are all glued together and sewn into a cover that you can't replace. And, you know, that mattress is only as durable as its least durable component. Why do mattresses need to be built in such a way that they are disposable in that way? Why not replace the cover? Why not, instead of gluing all the foam layers together, make it so, oh, this piece failed, I'm going to replace it. Or my body changed, my needs are different, I need something that feels different. It shouldn't have to be a whole new bed. It could just be tweaking what somebody already has by accessing the inside of the mattress. And re-envisioning that isn't some masterful stroke. Like, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say, oh, yeah, well, if it was modular, it wouldn't be disposable. But, you know, that's unique in my industry because it's about getting someone back buying the big package quickly. And it shouldn't be.
Well, and that speaks to what, what we talked about is you and your family of Bedrooms and More have made a stand. And you said, this is what we stand for. This is how we envision a good mattress should be. Talk with the things you just talked about, you know, replaceable. And I think that says a lot about you guys. Now, I do want to ask you, because, you know, you had talked about in the first segment about, and I really think this is unique. I mean, you guys could be just like any other retail store out there that sells mattresses and furniture and things like that. But you guys actually collaborate with your manufacturers. So can you talk about what does that collaboration mean to you?
In a really selfish way, control. I get really uncomfortable with people making the decision about what quality means to them, or what an acceptable level of quality is to them. I don't feel comfortable with other people's standards. And that means that I can control the standards and I can dictate the quality, because I don't want to make compromises. After this commercial break, I'll give you an example of kind of what epitomizes, you know, trying to collaborate to produce a product can look like. And it's weird to me.
I would love to hear that, because that makes a big difference in what you guys do at Bedrooms and More. I don't need to recap it. He just did. So with that, check him out at bedroomsandmore.com. You can give him a call at 206-633-4494. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. We're having a great discussion here with Blake Garfield. I've watched this guy grow up from a young man to an old man now. He's not that old. He's way younger than me, but he's from Bedrooms and More. But it's nice to see, you know, a family thrive for 50 years. We're in a multi-generational business here. You can go out. They're out at 300 or 324 Northeast 45th Street. They're right off the freeway there. If you just head towards Dick's, which you guys all know, I really think your building with the green sign is going to become an icon there, just like Dick's is. So we'll see. We'll see if that happens, but it's a beautiful building. It certainly catches your eye, you know, when you
John Adams and Stuart Silk, the architects, deserve tons of credit. I mean, they put together a building that really is striking. They deserve all the kudos on that one. Yeah.
No, it's very, very cool. So we were talking and you actually capped it out for me, which was great. Made my life easy. You're talking about, you were going to tell us, what does it mean to have a collaborative environment? You talked about control, but I want to dig a little deeper than just control. So what does that mean? And maybe give us some examples.
Sure. So there were two things that precipitated us starting to do more things ourselves. You know, we'd had collaborative relationships with partners on, you know, designing mattresses for really decades, but, during the recession of 2007 through, you know, depending on when you think it finally lifted, we had some vendors do some things that were frustrating. One was some substitution on products where they were using lesser foams instead of what was agreed upon in our contracts. One was a company going out of business and not being able to supply consistently. And, you know, I would buy bigger chunks of product at a time so I could meet customers' expectations and always have product on hand. And being able to provide a consistent product every time took us kind of moving further and further up the chain to get where we needed to be. And one of them was raw materials on mattresses. So instead of relying on somebody else to provide the foam, it was us figuring out, okay, who produces the foam? Okay, where are they getting their materials so that those are always going to be the same? How is the foam going to be tested to make sure that it's always going to meet the same customer standards? And then getting that built into a finished product took, okay, well, this person's going to do the quilting. Oh, they're going to substitute on the quilting too? Okay, well, now I'm going to have to do the quilting myself. And it took pushing it further and further back on the mattresses. On the bedding, it was surprising for me that our most popular product was a washable wool filled mattress pad.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to have, you know, the mattress pad.
Yeah.
Why is it most popular? What made it that way?
Well, there are a few things. One is we do a lot of natural and organic products, and most mattress right. pads have, you know, polyester fiber fill, or if it's cotton, it tends to get clumpy inside. And so it was an all natural material, but there are also a lot of benefits to having wool because, you know, wool can hold a third of its weight in water without even feeling wet. So it'll wick that moisture away from your body and evaporate it away from your skin. And it just reduces tossing and turning at night. And so, you know, there's a study that shows that people who have a wool mattress pad and a wool comforter toss and turn 75% less than people who use polyester fiber fill or a down material where they're moisture repellent and they're going to have you fanning the covers. So wool just keeps you even. But the reason that it became a big deal to me is that it was our most popular product and the company who was making it was going out of business.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, well, how do I make sure that I don't run out of this product that I really want? And I started looking at how can I make this? And I was like, oh crap, I can't afford to buy all this machinery right now. So how am I going to do it?
Right.
And I found this factory happened to be in China and they said, we will make it, but we don't have these materials. So I found a woolen mill in Belgium that could send containers of wool to China. And then I found this cotton mill in Pakistan. They could send all the cotton to the factory. So I got all those materials there and I flew my brothers there to meet all of the stuff and then supervise making sure that the sizing got all done right.
And that's every in China. Step, you send them to China for quality control?
Okay. And every step along the way, there was someone saying, oh, but you could do it cheaper by substituting this. Or, but you could do it cheaper if you used this instead of this. And they were nitpicking over, you know, 25 cents a yard or you know, this much per pound. And it just, it's like, no, I don't want to make it cheaper. I want to make it better. How can we make this even more reliable? How can we get the sizing just right? And so I had someone saying, oh, you should make it a little bit smaller because it needs to be true to the dimension of the mattress. And I said, it does need to be true to the dimension of the mattress, but it doesn't need to be true to the dimension of the mattress on day one. It needs to be true to the dimension after it's shrunk as much as it's possibly going to shrink. So I had to test machine washing it and machine drying it to get it to its smallest size if someone was crappy at following the instructions.
You did the testing on all of that.
Oh, yeah. But
wow,
it was because I looked at all the things that I hated about mattress pads. Like, oh, it looked like I was trying to stretch a full onto a queen.
Yeah.
And you grow up in this business, you get all the different things to complain about people doing
all the dirty secrets. Yeah.
And so I took all of those things. I'm like, this would be the perfect mattress pad to me. And then I got to make it. And it's to this day, like it is the most popular product. We'll have someone come in and they think we're trying to like sell them the extended warranty. I'm like, no, regardless, you really are going to want this wool mattress pad. And they'll buy it. And then they'll come back in 2 weeks later and they'll buy one for every bed in the home. Because they say, oh my God, really? This is a revelation. I never knew a mattress pad could be that good. And you guys are sitting here, you're probably nodding your head going, what is this guy talking about?
No, a mattress pad. Blake, I think it's fascinating because, again, this speaks to the value of Bedrooms and More and that you take a stand. And the thing is, I mean, you know, I always, look, I'm going to be honest with everybody out there listening. When I have different sponsors on, I'm always thinking, okay, well, this could be as boring as watching paint dry. How are we going to talk about mattresses that are interesting? But you can if you look behind the curtain and see what really drives people. Obviously, you're expressing your passion for how do you make this the perfect mattress that you envision the world would want to have. And I think that's super cool. you know?
I like that you can frame my mental illness as a passion.
Well, I get it, dude. I'm an engineer. We do all kinds of minute things that people would go like, are you nuts? But it's like, that's what makes us, that's fun for us, right? The testing and innovation, all the stuff you're speaking of, that's how you make an impact on the world. And I always say in my company, I have a software company now we call Cultures of Innovation. Innovation is not just about a technical product. It can come from anywhere and everywhere. Customer service innovation, how you answer the phones, how you do, you know, all the stuff you said. How do the delivery drivers innovate on a daily and weekly basis? What can they do to make it different for the customer, right?
Oh, man. And that's a thing that has to be thought about in a big way right now. You got to make sure that this employee is safe going in and out of customer homes during a pandemic. And how is the customer made safe? And it's a lot.
Hi, by the way, just I don't want to, you know, because this is kind of an evergreen show, but I saw your website. You said 100% of your employees are vaccinated.
Yes.
Which is very cool.
You know,
you guys have made a stand again saying this is what we believe is safety.
Well, you know, there's a selfish element of that. And then there's a community membership element to that. I have kids that are too young to be vaccinated. We have a lot of employees that are that way. We have a lot of customers that are that way. And, you know, it was a big discussion. It took us a really long time to get to the point where we had 100%, you know, vaccination. But when we did, it was celebrated.
Yeah.
And now everybody's, you know, masked up again and all. But hopefully, if enough people kind of get where we are, we can put this behind us.
We'll see. So,
someday.
We'll see. But I think, again, that just speaks to you guys as a team, a family, because I know your employees are your extended family. You decide this is the stand we're going to take, and then you go make it happen. So now I want to go back before we shut this segment down, because you talked about the wool, you talked about all that. You have created a company, I think it was in 2009, called 45th Street Bedding. Was this the precursor to all of that, your thinking process to that company?
That came about as a necessity. I mean, when we started doing the wool bedding, that was kind of the foundation of 45th Street Bedding, along with the latex that we were sourcing. And we didn't want it to be Bedrooms and More branded product. It was going to be 45th Street Bedding, which we're on 45th. I mean, they're inextricably linked. But what we also thought was, you know, we shouldn't be at Bedrooms and More the ones with exclusive rights to these products. We wanted it to be something that was accessible beyond, you know, the reach of our store, which is still immense. I can't believe the, you know, the radius from which our store will pull.
Yeah.
But there's a diminishing percentage of people that will travel the further you get away from Seattle to get to our store and make a purchase. And so we have, you know, other stores outside of our area that carry that product who share at least part of our philosophy. I can be very selective. We have a lot of people who ask to carry it that I turned down because there isn't that alignment. But there are people that align well enough that I want them to represent our brand outside of Seattle. So
that's great. We come back. I'm going to talk. I want to ask like a little bit more about 45th Street Bedding and actually what kind of products you guys have in there. We're also going to get, Blake has another company too called, or a product called a Flip Mattress, which is kind of innovative. I want to dig into that a little bit, what that and why that came about. Cause that's another innovation that was out of necessity, I believe. And he's going to explain that to us as well. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. We're back. This is Pete with Home Matters Car Radio 97.3 FM in the great state of Seattle. We're having a good talk. We're here with Blake Garfield. You know, kind of getting, as we would say in The Wizard of Oz, going behind the curtain. I really wanted to understand more, and you guys listen to hear what Bedrooms and More is all about. We have over the 50 years, multi-generational, and kind of hear how they think, how they do things, what they stand for. It's more than, you know, guys, as you know, with every company, it is way more than just the products that they sell. It is who is running the ship and how everybody works together as a family and a team. I mean, I ran divisions, it was the same way. So this is why we're talking to Blake and asking him about these things. So you guys could really learn about what do these guys stand for and who are they? So when you do come in, you can certainly, they got a beautiful, two beautiful buildings, great showrooms. They got mattresses, they have recliners, they have living and dining, they have office, bedding. But again, knowing that you're going to a company that has these, has values, has this vision that sets them apart from any other just furniture or mattress store that you walk into in the Pacific Northwest. These guys are really setting the standard as the destination site. And that's Bedrooms and More. You can check them out there at bedroomsandmore.com. I think more importantly, if you're in the Seattle area, go visit them, because I'm telling you that building is one, that new building is beautiful. So, and you never know, you may run into Jeff and Wanda there. Sometimes they pop their head in, which is cool. And sometimes Blake too. I know he's
true.
He's moving.
Family members are actually harder to avoid at work than you'd think.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So I want to get back to our discussion. So 45th Street Bedding, you kind of gave us a little bit of a history and how it started. And you talked about, you know, it's an extension, but you didn't want it to be just a Bedrooms and More in your own business. So you're selling it out into other stores. So 45th Street Bedding carries what kind of products? What is it? What kind of products do you guys have?
So mattresses, top of bed stuff. That constitutes the bulk of it, with pillows, sheets, comforters, mattress pads, toppers. There are also some fantasies that I have about, I want to eventually be able to do upholstered furniture that's all natural, which would be in the 45th Street brand. It wouldn't be under 45th Street Bedding. It would just be like 45th Street Home. So I saw that
logo up there. I was wondering about that, 45th Street Home.
I'm working on it. So I have wool rugs. So natural wool rugs from a family business that we work with in India, third generation family business there, that just, they were so well aligned. I figured a way to do business with them.
And that is so cool.
Wow. The reason for that was actually driven by value. I can't believe how much people mark up wool rugs, and I wanted to make natural rugs more accessible. So we did that, which again, just a level of my crazy being shared with the world. My hope is to continue to grow that brand, because it means that I can do more things that fit with who I want to be as a business. You know, I look at mattresses and how I get upset about the disposable nature of those. And right. Then you look at upholstered furniture, and you know, how long did someone keep their last couch? Sometimes it's the fabric wore out. Sometimes it's the cushion stopped having the response. And
right.
What about creating something where it was a little bit more maintainable than most people do? And so that's the project for the next year, is coming up with a more renewable version of upholstered furniture. We'll see how I do, though.
Well, you know, all I can say is I'm impressed, Blake, because most guys your age, you have a fantasy about furniture. That is really unique. So I don't know. I don't know how to comment about that, but that's really cool. That shows the passion you have for your business.
Well, I'm pragmatic. I mean, I know that there's not going to be some major transformation to an industry where there's so many dollars invested in making sure that my vision for how people buy home goods is going to change. It's not, you know, that's where you brought up my Flip mattress product. They're
good lead in, because I was going to ask you about that right now.
Well, it's driven by the same sort of thing. You know, there's so many people who are just not going to go into a retail store because either they just simply don't want to go in.
Yeah.
There is this false empowerment that goes with, oh, just order it online. And if you don't like it, you can return it. Well, you know where that return is going. It's going to a landfill. It's getting wasted. It's yeah. garbage then. And, you know, if instead having something where, one, it's not going to go to a landfill because it's not going to fail in 2.5 years. I wanted to design something that had that kind of easily delivered nature, but not that disposable element. And so I want a bed that's still going to last someone 12, 15 years, but offers them that same level of ease on delivery and service.
So you could basically, you can buy the flip mattress online, right?
Sure.
Delivered to your door. But I noticed that you call it flip and then it's that inner spring. What makes it unique over, say, some of these other ones that are the foam online you can buy?
Well, most of those are, you know, the rolled up mattresses are right. just blocks of foam that have to be lightweight enough that they can be compressed, folded, and rolled and fit under the UPSable size and weight restrictions. And if you're making foam that's that tall but that lightweight, it's going to compress pretty quickly and give you a big divot and fail. If you have an inner spring system, if you load the pocket, so you have a very tall coil but in a smaller pocket, you've pre-compressed that, it's heat tempered, it's not going to give you any deflection. You're not going to get a divot in the spring system. And you use upholstery foam, but instead of putting it on just one side, you put it on both sides of that spring system. You can prevent getting the divots, get the longevity, and keep the weight down. You can't use a large depth of foam, but you can keep the weight down and get it to somebody's house compressed, folded, rolled.
And okay, so you still can compress it and roll it like you do the other mattresses with your design, is what you're saying?
Yeah, and essentially all you're using is one of the 2 million compressions that that coil can handle without losing
right.
its shape.
Right.
And there are a handful of companies that are trying to do roll-packable innerspring beds, but they're doing foam on just one side, and okay. they're having enough foam there that you're going to get a divot. Even if you're rotating head to foot, your hips still fall in the same spot. And, you know, 3-4 years in the future, you're buying another bed and it's going to the landfill. And the other is we make sure that we recycle 100% of the beds that we take from people's homes. So they aren't going to a landfill ever, because 95% of that weight can be reused in some way instead of just entering the waste stream.
Wow. So, okay. So just so I'm clear on this. So 45th Street bedding, going to 45th Street home, the flip mattress. You're talking about, you actually, are these wholly separate companies to Bedrooms & More?
No. So J&W Marketing, Jeff and Wanda, you mentioned my parents at the beginning.
Yes.
They are the parent company. Okay. I'll put that in quotations because they are also my parents. And so J&W Marketing is Bedrooms & More. It's 45th Street Bedding. It's Flip Mattress. It's all okay. of things. But branding it as Flip Mattress makes it accessible to someone who just wants to go and buy something online.
Right.
45th Street Bedding means, oh, this brand is more than just this retail store. This is something that I can find in multiple stores, and it's not like, oh, Bedrooms & More goes away, which we're not going to go away anyway. But it's right. about creating that safety that someone's like, I can go into there and buy this product. And we have people who are like 45th Street Bedding junkies. Like, they just buy everything 45th Street Bedding. And they're like, oh my God, I have to get this. And they'll send people into our store saying, you have to buy 45th Street Bedding stuff. Wow. And I mean, it's great because I never have problems with it. You know, we're
yeah. Yeah.
12 years in, I've not had a defective like core on our mattresses. You know, we're problem free, which is great. There'll be a day when something goes wrong, but my goal That's is to continue cool. to over-engineer things so I don't have things go wrong.
That's great. Well, Blake, as always, thank you for giving us an insight into you, into Bedrooms & More. And you're coming up on your 50th anniversary. Guys, it tells you, these guys are doing a lot of things right. And I love, you know, where, you know, they're a family-owned business and you can be part of their family, like a lot of families have been for 50 years. And you're going to celebrate something big here coming up quick. With that, I'm Pete. This
is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk.